Okay, the next perek in Sefer Yirmiyahu is perek Yud Gimel, and we have Ko Amar Hashem. This perek starts off with instructions for Yirmiyahu to take a belt and to wear it and to get sweaty in it and to take it off and to bury it, and it's going to be a siman eventually of the rotting state of the belt to the rotting state of Bnei Yisrael. Most Rishonim seem to assume that this is meant literally. Inyan Zeh, says the Radak, Inyan Ha'izor Efshar Shayamamish. It's Kinir'eh Mamish. It actually took place, and Yirmiyahu actually went through exactly all the instructions that he was given, and he did it to show Klal Yisrael what was going to happen. The Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim says otherwise, as he does many of the events in Tanakh. He said it was all Bemare HaNevuah, says the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim in Chelek Beis, Perek Memvav. He discusses there a number of the stories that we have throughout Tanakh, and he says, "Elo amishalom hanevuim hanirim o hanasim emar hanevua kfisha mechayev hamashal ahu kein ma'isim and ma'isim." Even though it seems somewhat literal, v'chalila lakel, and he says, "It's chas v'shalom that Hashem asked the neviim to do some of these somewhat silly looking actions." Sheyah says, "Nevi of lag v'kelas l'nevalim to roll around to wear this to do that v'yitzavim las was masi shtus." To do these foolish actions, no saf al hatzivui ba avera lafishu hu aya kohen v'chayiv shnei lavan al pazakan. Right, that's talking about not our context, but another context. El kolze hayiv amar nevuah kachani omer ba'amro kasher holach avdi Yeshayahu arum biyachaf. We spoke about this back in Yeshayahu in Parachaf that Yeshayahu went around naked and barefoot. Lo hayazel b'mar selokim. This was it. He didn't actually do that. It was a nevuah, and he was told what he told others what he saw. And similar to Avram Avinu, he quotes. Avram Avinu saw outside of the stars. Vayotzi yasu achutza. Habena shamaimo. Svar kochavim. Vinei ze borushu b'mar nevuah. Avram Avinu, he thinks what Hashem showed him, the stars? No. Shaya roeshu hotzim in amakam shahaya bo. Achi yeres ha-shamayim. He felt as if he was out. Kach ani omer, and here's our context. Kach ani omer betzivu ish nitztavavo yirmiyo. Litmonos ezor beprat. Where he was told to bury the ezor, the belt, in Prat. We'll talk about that. Fetumno ubikro lachers van Rav. And after a long time, he went back to that place. Umatzu shafar nirka v'nifzad. He sees and was already rotted through and became putrid. Kala mishalom alol b'mar nevuah. This whole thing, even though it sounds like it took place, it didn't, says the Rambam. It was all a nevuah. V'lo yatzah yirmiyo me'eris. He saw l'bavel. V'lo ra'a pras. He didn't leave. He didn't go to pras. V'kach amru l'hoshea. And also Hoshea. Kach l'cha esha z'nunim. V'yaldi z'nunim. V'cholos ha'parsha. Leidas hayaladim. V'kriya shemoseim. It sounds such details, says the Rambam. Right? All the more details makes the Abar ben El and others say the more details there are, it sounds like it's literal. But, said the Rambam, no, I think everything is Mar Nevuah. Even stories that seem literal. Like, he even quotes the story of Gidon. And Gidon puts the geese in the wool, if it's wet on the wool, and dry everywhere else, if it's dry on the wool, and wet everywhere else. Said the Rambam, that is all B'chalom. And then that's where he even quotes, Chalom Lavan, V'Avi Melech, V'Zacharya, V'chul. And he quotes many of the discussions that we know the Rambam makes into a Mare HaNevuah. Okay, but either way, this is the Rambam versus the others. It's important to note the Ramban, which we mention whenever one of these actions take place, the Ramban and Parshas Lech Lecha, when the Ramban discusses Maisa Avos Simon Labanim, not just in a way of it's going to be a Siman, but it creates Maisa Avos Yitzira Labanim. That's his message. Vida, says the Ramban there, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Vav, in Lech Lecha, Ki Kol Gzeiras Irin, Kasher Teitzi Mikoach Gzeira El Poel Dim. Whenever it goes from a decree to a poel dimyon, to an action, that makes it stronger. That for sure is going to happen. And he quotes two examples. He quotes, we didn't get to this yet. When Yirmiyahu tells Baruch, "V'haya kachalos chalik rots divrei asefer hazeh tikshor olav even v'shlichto el toch prat v'amar dekacha tishcha bavel," so he quotes what we didn't get up to yet, but we will see that story in Yirmiyahu and Perek Nun Aleph a little bit in a couple of months. So Yirmiyahu, he tells Baruch to do something, or v'chein inyan Elisha b'nichu zroa ala keshes v'yomer Elisha yaro. Elisha says, shoot the arrow, and he only did it twice, not three times at Aram, and he gets upset. Why don't you do it more? V'leficha chesek haGodesh Baruch Hu is Avram ba'aretz va'asalo dimyonos b'chala asile ha'sos b'zaro v'havein said. That's why Avram did all these. The Reed Yitzchak here just wonders why the Ban didn't quote our case. Is there a different reason why our case wasn't a Paul Dimyon for what was going to happen in the future? Why only those two and not the third? Okay. Either way, this is the background to our parak. Says the Navi now, Ko Amar Hashem, Hashem tells me, Ko Amar Hashem Eli, Haloch v'kanisa lecha izar pishtim, go and buy yourself a belt of linen, v'samto al masnecha, and put it around your waist, uvamayim lo tivyeu, don't put it into the water. Rashi, other mafarshim, what does this mean? Don't wash it. Put it around your waist, wear it constantly, get it sweaty, and it's going to get dirty, and you're not going to wash it. And that's going to part of the what I'm going to aim for you to do, right? This also, we'll see that Bnei Yisrael connect are called the mashal of the Bnei Yisrael are considered the belt of Hashem. We're very close to Hashem. We never come off of Him, and that's why also don't even take it off to wash because the belt should never be off. Just like we were never disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malbim talk goes through each of the tzivuyim. He lists off 7 tzivuyim altogether. The Arbarinel lists off 4. Okay, different ways how you split it up. So I did it. I went and bought a belt. Vasim al masnai. I put it onto my hips, my belt. And that is part one. Vayidavar Hashem Eli Shenis Leimar. Hashem told me a second time. And again, according to the Rambam, this means I had a second vision. But according to others, this has happened again. Kach Hazezar Shekanisa, Shal Masnecha, take your belt. Vakum Leich Parata. Go to Prat. Vitamneu Sham Benikik Asela, and put it in the cleft of the rock. And hide it there. Vo'elech v'etmeneo bepras, and I went, kashetziv Hashem osi, like Hashem told me. So what does that mean? So the Pasha is, one might say, Prat means the Euphrates. That's very far away. That's hundreds of kilometers from where Yirmiyahu is. So you might say it was something b'darach nevuah. He took a long trip and he walked there. Maybe yekvitzas haderech. You know, maybe he went a very long time. But others suggest the Das Mikra here and others, Rabbi Landi in his Sefer on Yirmiyahu, says, first of all, whenever it says Prat in the Tanakh, and it wants to say Nachal Prat, the Euphrates says Nachal Prat, right? It uses the full Lashon. It doesn't just say Parat. So that already maybe clues us in that this is not exactly how we are supposed to understand it as Prat, as what Prat usually means. And also, they point out that there aren't Nekik Hasela, there aren't clefts of rocks along the Prat. It's at a little bit on top in the north side, but other than that, there isn't these clefts. So maybe what it means is not the Nahar Prat, as it says elsewhere, but it means Prat, Nachal Prat. Nachal Prat is the Nachal that's right near Anatot, right near where Yirmiyahu was. Ein Prat, I should say. Ein Prat, which is right in Wadi Kelt. So that could really be the place, and that's close by, and that can make a lot of sense. That is where it went, and there are clefts of rocks there going down. It's all the way in a valley, and going down, there are many places to be able to put the belt. Anyway, so that is exactly just in terms of where it is. Right, Rabbi Landi just notes what I said before. Yesh lahayir shekimad lachol orach nar prat ein al gedot hanar slaim vilukan hitzava hanavi letmonis ezar benekik hasala shemeprat kamochin chashuv that wherever else it says nahar hagadol nahar prat beginning of Devarim. Here it says parata, so it could very well be that it means very close. Fine. So we continue and he goes and he puts it there. A third time now. Go take it. This sweaty, dirty belt that I put in the dirt there. And also it's pointed out that originally he wasn't allowed to put water on it, right, to make it dirty and sweaty. And then he was supposed to put it near the river, which is like a moist place, which is going to make it ruined very quickly. So that's what he does. He takes it. V'nei nishchas ha'izor lo yitzlach l'kol. He found the belt. It was useless. It was gross. It was disgusting. And it wasn't serving any more purpose. V'hi devar Hashem Eli lemar ko amar Hashem. Hashem said that's exactly the point to tell Bnei Yisrael. Kacha ashris es gaon Yehuda es gaon Yerushalayim harav. This is what I'm going to do to Bnei Yisrael. I'm going to make them destroyed. I'm going to make them useless. Ha'am hazeh hara ha'me'anim l'shmo'as tavarai. Those that refuse to listen to me. Ha'ochem b'shrivus libam. Va'yilchu acharei elohim achirim la'avdam. Avodah zaru l'shachavos lahem. V'hi ke'ezer hazeh asher lo yislach l'kol. It'll be like this belt. This ezor. The Mefarshim point out, we didn't follow Hashem's path, but we had to be mushchas totally. The answer is yes, that's Klal Yisrael. If we have so much potential, but if we don't fulfill our potential, then we're worse than any of the other nations, right? That's the Gemara in Maseches Megillah. where the Gemara tells us that on Daf Tezayin, Gemara tells us, Umazu Meshula La'afar, Umeshula La'kochavim. We're compared to dirt, we're compared to stars. Kishehen Yordin, Yordin on Afar, Ukshem Olin, Olin on La'kochavim. Right? We're like dirt, and if we fly, we're like the stars. That's on the Maharal. We've quoted the Maharal in the past. Maharal says we're compared to birds. Why birds? A bird is unlike any other animal that it could fly. Go in the air. It's unbelievable. It could fly all the way up to the heavens. But on the other hand, let's say a bird has a broken wing. And you see a bird sometimes on the floor with a broken wing, and it can't fly, you know it's going to die soon. It's worse than any other animal that didn't even have wings in the first place, right? That's Klal Yisrael. We have so much potential, but if we don't use it, you know, it's not going to work out for us. We're going to be totally obliterated, right? That's Ksubis Samachvav also. Remember the story there of Yochanan ben Zakkai meets a girl after the Churban and says, "Who are you?" And she was walking amongst the Galal of the Behemtham Shel Aravim. She says, "I'm the daughter of Nachdima ben Gurion," right? The rich Gvir. So he says, Amalo Rebbe, Lo Kedain Masla Maslim Yerushalayim, right? V'chulu, v'chulu. And the last line is what I wanted to mention. Bachar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, V'amar Ashreichem Yisrael. But it's Ashrei. It starts off with Ashreichem because it's the potential also. Bizman she'osim Ritzono Shel Makom, Ein Kol Uma V'Lashon Sholetes Bohem. U'bizman she'ein osim Ritzono Shel Makom, Moshe B'yadu Mashvela. Lo B'yadu Mashvela. So it's even worse. But he starts off with Ashreichem Yisrael. Because it is potential. It is tremendous potential that we have, even though if we don't use that potential, we're even worse than had we not had that potential. Key, we finna continue now. So this is what we're going to be like this Ezar, Kigasher. Yidvako Ezar al-Masnei Ish. Just like the Ezar is so close to the loins of a person. Kenit Bakti Elias, Kol Beis Yisrael. That's Kol Beis Yuda. I put you close to me, says Hashem. Nu Hashem. Lios li la'am, ulashem, ulatilat. Tiferes, right? I had you so close. There's even a medrash, the Vayikra Rabbah. There's a medrash where mashal of a king. A king is telling his servants, take care of all my clothing, but make sure this undergarment of mine, you know, make sure you take very good care of that and clean it and take good care of it. And they say, it's in Beis Dalet. Folded and shake it out and put your das on it. That one touches my body. Kach Amar Moshe Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam Mishivim Umos Sheish Lecha Bolamcha Iyata Metzava Osi Ela Al Yisrael Tzavis Bnei Yisrael Daber Al Bnei Yisrael Emor Al Bnei Yisrael. Amarlo, Shehain Tvukin Li. They're stuck to me. Hado Dechziv, that's our pasuk. Kikacha Yidbako Izora Masnei Ish. That is, but Hashem says, they're so close to me. Yes, that's why I need you to take special care of them. And that's what Hashem says. You are so close to me. But the last two words of the pasuk, Vilo Shameyu, and we did not listen to him. Viamarta Aleim Es Adavar Hazeh. And now, Hashem continues to tell Yirmiyahu a second mashal. Tell them this. Kamar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Hashem says, Kol Nevel Yimala Yayin, every kli, every earthenware kli will be filled with oil. V'yamru Elecha. And they'll say to you, Hadiyado Aloneda, Ki Kol Nevel Yimala Yayin. I know that every cup is filled with wine. What is this? The Barbanel says this is, right, there's no separate parsha here. There's not a psucha. It's a hemshech. The Barbanel says, when Bnei Yisrael will hear Yirmiyahu, they'll say, what are you doing with the belt? Are you drunk or something? So Yirmiyahu says, no, you're the drunk ones. You're the drunk ones, right? Kol Nevel Yimala Yayin, right? And the Radak says, well, the wine is either a mashal to a tsaris or to merivos and fights that we have with each other. So that's what he's venevel hu lahem mashal l'shnei dvarim. Shichroni mashal arov tsaris, kimo, just like a shikar, a drunk person. Shein bodas, lo yeda mayasi, he doesn't know what to do. Kein misha tachfu at tsaris, hu nivhal v'nidham, v'lo yeda mayasi, he also doesn't know what to do. And that is the continuation of really of the original mashal. V'yamarta aleihem, but Yirmiyahu continues that Hashem says that he should tell. Kamar Hashem inin mamali is called Yoshvi Aretz Azos. V'esa malachim ayoshvim l'David al kiso. V'esa kohanim. V'esa neviim. It's called Yoshvi Aretz Shikaron. I'm going to make them drunk. I'm going to make them all drunk, but drunk with what? As the Radak says, either with Meriva or Tzara. V'ni patzdim, they're going to fight ishalachiv with each other. V'ha'avos habanim yachtov, right? You fought for no reason? I'll give you a reason to fight. Lo echma v'lo achus lo arachim. Again, all of this was a nevuah, but it was all to inspire them in order to stop, to scare them. Right, because up until now, the soft rebuke didn't work. So this is really meant to scare them. Pasik tezvav, shimu v'ha'azinu al tigbo. Listen, don't hold yourself so high. Ki Hashem diber. What does that mean, do not hold yourself so high? So the Gemara in Sota uses this pasik as one of the azharos for gaiva. The Gemara in Sota, all the way in the beginning, on Daf Hey. The Gemara says, Azhara, Lagase Haruach Minayin, Amar Rava, Amar Zeiri, Shimu Vaha Azinu, Altigbo. Rachem Bar Yitzchak, Amar Mehacha, quote another pasuk, Varam Lo Vavecha, Vashachachta, Zashem Alakachta, as we know the beginning of Dvarim and Akev, Hishama Lacha Pentishkach, all different psukim. That whole Amud in Shas, in Sota, Daf Hey, is all about Gaiva. Right? The Mar Ukva says, right, there's not room for the two of us in this town. Call Adam Sheishbo Gasvas Haruach, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Ani V'hu Yecholim Ladur Ba'olam. Hashem, Mar Ukva says, Hashem says about a Gassas Ruach, we can't live together, right? Anybody who has Gassas Ruach, Afilu Ruach, Kima Ochar, these Chazals, all about Gaiva. And that we're just supposed to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where did he give the Torah? La'olam Adam Yolmod Adam Midas Kono. She HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hiniach Kol Harim V'Gva'os. Har Sinai, right? That's the smallest mountain, right? And that's what Hashem. The message is that Hashem is with the Daka Ushvaruach, right? That's what the Bali Musar say. Moshe Kibal Torah Mi Sinai. What do you mean Mi Sinai? From Hashem at Har Sinai. No, Moshe. Why was Moshe Zochet to be Mekabel the Torah Mi Sinai? He learned from Har Sinai. He learned to be an Anav like Har Sinai, and that's why he was. He was Zochet to get the Torah. The Sefer Yikarim here discusses also this pasuk and says, don't hold yourself up. Don't think, he says, Pshat in this pasuk, that there's going to be eternity separate from connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only way that we could connect, that we could gain Tzmisus, right, gain eternity, right, gain Lanetzach, is to be connected to Hashem. Right, we think that we're gavoha. Rotzel Omar, no, Al Tigbo, says the Sefer Yikarim in Maimer Revi, Perachav Gimel. Al Tachshavu Lios Nitzchiyim Kagvohim She'eno Kein She'atem Miteva HaHavaya VaHefsid. We are human beings, frail, finite. V'imtirtu Liskayim Tenu LaShem Elokechem Kavod. Right, next pasuk. Give Hashem Kavod. Connect to Him. HaNefesh Nikreis Kavod. Right, give Hashem the Kavod. Fishu Kavod Shal Hashem Shebara Nefesh Adam. Imeyos Adam Miteva HaHavaya. Even if we're finite. If we connect to Hashem, ba'ofam shim tidbakbo tuchal lehiskayim v'lios nitzchis, and we can be forever. And that's what we have to do that early enough, right? That's what the pasuk continues. Tenu liyo l'Hashem alokeichem kavod b'terem yachshich, before it gets dark, says the Sefer Yikarim, before a person dies, right? Before we have to connect. U'v'terem yisnagfu raglechem al hari nesha, before your legs falter on the mountains of darkness, right? That means gavos. V'kivisem la'or, you hoped for light. The Radak says, you looked around to other nations for help. The Samalat Samavis, and all you found is darkness. Vishis la'arafel. Vimlo tishma'ua, and if you don't listen, ba'mistarim tifken ashi mipnei geva. The pashas of this pasuk is, Yirmiyo is talking. If you don't listen, I'm going to cry. I'm crying inside. Mipnei geva, because of geva. What's geva? Rashi goes tupshatim, based on the Gemara and Chagiga. Either the geva, the high, noble place where you used to be, which you're not anymore. Or for the geva, for the high, noble spot which the enemy has right now. Or the Radak says, because of your haughtiness, geva. Different pshatim. Why Yirmiyo is crying? V'damoa tidma. V'sir naidim. I'm crying. Kinishba eder Hashem, because the flock of Hashem is going to be captured. Yirmiyo says again, I'm crying because I see if you're not going to listen. The Gemara Chagiga though has another level of interpretation that here it means Hashem is going to cry. Tivken afshi. Hashem is crying because he's so upset at what is going to happen. What exactly does that mean? That Hashem cries? But either way, that's the Gemara right here on Hey Amid Beis in Chagiga. Makom yesh la'avah HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'mistarim shemo. And what does he do there? Hashem cries there. Ask the Gemara, Miyika b'chiyah kamikut shabricho. The Gemara says, yeah, in certain places there's b'chiyah. And then the three lushans of tears, dima, in the pasuk. The pasuk says, Amar Belazar. The Gemara says, Shalosh demos halalu lama, achas al mikdash rishon, v'yachdash al mikdash sheni, v'achas al Yisrael shegalu mimkoma. Right, we went into galus, right? So that's the Hashem cries, so to speak. The Maharal writes in the Beragola. Doesn't mean literally. Crying mitzad Hashem means we have a chisaron. Because crying means that the one he has a relationship with is lacking. So that's all it means. It means Hashem's crying that we're lacking. Once we have it open, just read the next line of the Gemara. Shlosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bocha Aleihem B'chol Yom. Hashem cries every day for three people. Al She'efshar La'asok Batar Ve'eino Osek. Somebody who could be Osek in Torah, and he's not. V'al She'efshar La'asok Batar Ve'osek. Somebody who shouldn't be involved in learning Torah, and he is. Unbelievable, right? The opposite. And on leaders that hold themselves above the tzibur, right? Those are the three that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries about. MR, so now back to the pasuk. Pasuk Yud Ches. Hashem tells Yirmiyahu, Emor la melech v'la gvira, tell the king and the gvira and the woman. Rashi, the Mefarat Rada, quotes, this means one of the kings and his mother and his of Yisrael, of Yehuda, that were exiled, Yehoyachin and his mother, or others, tell them, Ashpilu Shevu, lower yourself, Ki Yoren Marasho Seichem, Ateres Tevartachem, right, your crown is going to be lowered, Ari Anegev Sugru Vein Poseach, the southern cities, right, the southern cities, what southern cities, that's around Yehuda, and right, the Beersheva was the most southern you get in those days. Haglas Yehuda Kula, Haglas Shalom. Look who's coming from the north. That's Babel. Where's the Eder? Kings, you were supposed to take good care of my children. Where are they? Where are the children? What are you going to say when these punishments come on you? You looked at other people. You're going to be shaking. And you're going to say, why? Why did these happen? Barov avoneich niglu shulayach. You're going to be revealed because of your sins. The Das Ofrim says this isn't a tzaddik v'ralo situation. This isn't a place where we say, "Oh, why is this?" No, we know why. Pasuk Chav Gimel, Hayafo kushi oro v'namer chabar barosav. Could a black man change his skin? Could a leopard get rid of his spots? Gamatem tuchlu lehetiv limude hareya. What does that mean? Pashtus the Radak. What does it mean? Sin has become so part definitional to you, you can't get rid of it. You can't get rid of it. That's how low you've gone. The Mitzvot David says it's Derech Guzma. Obviously, we can always do tshuva, but it's just emphasizing how hard it is going to be for that to happen. Others say that it's a process. Right? A kushi is totally black, and a leopard has black spots. So if you're totally black, symbolizing sin in this case, if somebody's totally sinned, even if you didn't, you only have spots. But either way, it's going to be very hard for you to do any tshuva. I'm just going to scatter you. This is exactly the portion that's coming from me. This is the midah keneged midah, because you've forgotten me. Right, because of all of your niyuch, because of all of your avodah zarah, you've left me. You know, this is what's going to happen. Again, your miyo screaming at Klal Yisrael, trying to get them to shake them up and realize what's going to happen, and don't be so confident that the Beis HaMikdash will always be here. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, we got a lot of yesodos from this parak too, and Reb Hashem, we will continue.